Lecture 3. Exercises 4 and 5.
Basketball legend Michael Jordan did it at the University of South Carolina, and golf superstar Tiger Woods did it at Stanford University. They both got sports scholarships and didn't need to pay for their university education. In fact, a large number of American students finance their studies by playing sport, but is it as much fun as it sounds? We sent reporter Lisa Howard to find out.
I'm here watching a basketball game at West Roxbury High School in the city of Boston. As you can hear, there is quite a crowd to see the West Roxbury senior team take on the Irish School of Boston for the league title. However, there is a lot more at stake here than being the best senior high school team in the city, as the father of one of the players told us.
Of course my son Sean and the other guys want to be champions, but that's not what today's game is all about. Today's game is about getting a sports scholarship. There are four university scouts here watching, and they might be offering scholarships to the best players when it's all over. It's going to cost us at least $40,000 a year to send Sean to university, so we could sure do with some help.
Sean's father spends most of the game biting his fingernails and screaming what Sean should have done when he makes a mistake. You can feel the tension in the sports hall, which, considering how important the game could be for the players' futures, is not surprising. However, even if a player gets a scholarship, there is still a lot of hard work ahead. Now let's hear from Matt Marshall, who is on a football scholarship.
I got a $15,000 scholarship for my first year, and obviously that was a great help for me and my family. But we should have asked more questions about what it involved. There really is a lot of pressure to play well because the coaches renew the scholarships every year, and if you have a bad season or you get injured, then there's no more money, and you've got to find $15,000 for the following year.
Meanwhile, back at West Roxbury High School Sports Hall, the final whistle has gone, and the players and their parents have got their fingers crossed. West Roxbury won the game and the league, but will any of the players win the most important prize of all?